We go now to Anchorage, Alaska, where we apparently have reached the halfway point of the legendary Iditarod sled dog race. Joining us is Andy Engstman, who's a resident of Anchorage, Alaska, and has been a dog racer, a musher, since childhood. He ran the Iditarod in 2007, watching the developments in the race. Andy, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, and I'm glad to be awake at this hour tonight in Anchorage. It's the most spectacular aurora display we've had all winter. So
you're getting those,
I stayed up.
You're getting those sunstorm particles in the atmosphere.
I read about that, and this has got to be the result of that, I'm guessing.
Oh, that's fantastic. So how do we know the halfway point in the Iditarod has been reached?
Well, the checkpoint of Cripple, which is really just a tent camp out in the middle of nowhere, is in even years where the trail takes the northern route, it is considered the halfway point. It's not exactly halfway between Anchorage and Nome, but they have to designate some place to be it, and that's it. And the person who gets there first gets $3,000 in gold nuggets, and they're considered the first person to the halfway point.
Oh, that's fantastic. We should remind people the Iditarod race stretches about 1,049 miles across snow and ice in Alaska, and each team has 12 to 16 dogs. And, you know, as someone who's actually run this race, how harrowing and physically difficult is it?
Well, it's, you know, harrowing may not be the right word. Maybe there's a couple spots on the trail that are really physically demanding as far as how you handle your dog sled. But what's really demanding is the mental war that you play with yourself. I mean, you're going for minimum 9 days. It took me 12 days, operating on very little rest. You kind of enter a zombie state, and you're fighting with yourself to keep going and keep going. And you know Nome is so far away. The fatigue, the sleep deprivation, that's the real battle that you're fighting with yourself. All the mushers go through it. The best mushers in the world are able to function and function competitively in that haze of sleep deprivation. So that's something that I was able to deal with on a certain level, but I'm not one of the best mushers in the world. These guys that are Iditarod champs, they are exceptional at it.
And the dogs are not slouchers here either.
No, it really, I mean, when we talk about what we're dealing with, it's dealing with ourselves so that we can take care of our dogs. I mean, you don't get anywhere unless your team is capable of getting you there. So the dogs are the athletes. We're the dog drivers. We're trying to keep them hydrated, fed. I mean, the average Iditarod dog has to take in about 10,000 calories per day while running this race. So, I mean, every time you're stopped, your main goal is to provide for your team, to get them hydrated, rested, fed. That's the biggest part of it.
So, Andy, who's the favorite in the race so far?
Well, at this point, Mitch Seavey, who's a past champ, he won the race in 2004. He has the edge at this point in the race. He wasn't the first to the halfway point, but he passed through the halfway point, took a little rest there, and now he's leading the way.
Play-by-play there from Anchorage, Alaska. Andy Engstman is the resident of Anchorage, Alaska. He's a musher since childhood. He ran the Iditarod bike in 2007 and observing the Aurora Borealis there in Alaska. Thanks, Andy.
Absolutely. It's beautiful out here tonight.